Good morning, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, May 25th. In headlines from around the state, for many in Midland County, this Memorial Day weekend will be spent cleaning up from last week's floods. The floodwaters have receded from the northwest side of the city of Midland. Harold Leffler's parents built their home on Sturgeon Avenue in 1947. He says this is the third time it's flooded, and this time was by far the worst.
Before, all we had to do for remediation was suck out the basement, paint the walls, we were done. This time, we're sucking out the basement, ripping out the walls, sanitizing the whole house.
Leffler expects it will take a year to repair the house. After that, he plans to sell it. The recent flooding in Midland and Gladwin counties may have lingering environmental impacts. Michigan environmental officials say there is a high possibility for water contamination, loss of wildlife, and damage to rivers and embankments. Nick Assendelft is the public information officer for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy.
You are indeed looking at impact on parks, rivers, river embankments, erosion, wildlife, aquatic life. So the impacts are wide-ranging.
Assendelft says the state will continue to assess damage as the water recedes and the cleanup begins in earnest. As Midland County continues to mop up from the recent flooding, other counties in mid-Michigan are being affected as well. And on Friday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she is expanding the state of emergency to include Aranac, Gladwin, and Saginaw counties. We have more from WCMU's Michael Livingston.
The mid-Michigan flood crisis started when the Edenville Dam on the Midland-Gladwin border collapsed. While Midland took the hardest punch, Gladwin is suffering as well. Emergency Management Director Robert North says the county is still assessing damages.
I'm still considering us that we are still in the response stage. We're getting to the end of the response stage, but we have not yet started the recovery stage.
North says the bulk of the damage is along the Tittabawassee River, south of the Secord Dam. The Highwood and Estee Road bridges are closed, along with around 40 roads. I'm Michael Livingston.
Elsewhere around Michigan, a conservative legal foundation has filed a new lawsuit challenging Governor Gretchen Whitmer's ability to issue and enforce emergency orders that are related to the COVID-19 outbreak. We have more on that from Rick Pluta.
The Mackinac Center says Governor Whitmer has stretched the meaning of emergency to continue to issue new emergency orders. The lawsuit also says she's claiming the right to use administrative powers that govern workplace rules to enforce those orders. Under her orders, workplace violations carry bigger fines and penalties. Attorney Patrick Wright says the orders appear designed to discourage dissent by employers.
We're trying to clarify very quickly whether this is lawful so that people know what they can do, when they can do it, and how they can do it.
A Michigan Court of Claims judge has already rejected a challenge filed by the legislature's Republican leaders to how Whitmer has used her emergency powers. I'm Rick Pluta.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Monday, the 25th day of May, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.